Shuts. Hallelujah. You're not a man. Father, your kingdom come. the last, I say yes and amen. Father, all things are in your hands. You have the final say. And Lord, this morning we come before your throne room as sons. We come as ambassadors of the kingdom, representatives of the kingdom. We come sanctified, cleansed, redeemed, ransomed. Most of all, we come in worship, in adoration, and in thanksgiving. We just want to say, Lord, we appreciate you. You alone are God. There's none like you. Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Creator of the heavens and the earth. God who's loved us with an everlasting love. You are the sanctifier of our souls. You're the God who's redeemed us out of darkness, called us out of the place of bondage and captivity, and have assigned to us the permanence of freedom. We thank you, Lord, that you are sovereign and that you reign in our lives. There is no God like you, no name like your name, no power like your power. You are the keeper of your people, our good shepherd, the one who causes us to lack nothing. Lord, we receive your love. Receive our worship. Be magnified in our praise. We prepare ourselves to receive all that you have for us. For this day, O God, we come into agreement with your will in heaven. And we know that it is good. It is for our well-being. It is for our best. Let your kingdom come and your will be made manifest in our lives right now in the earth as it is in heaven. Let there be no separation between heaven and earth for us. May both be one now. In the mighty name of our God, Yeshua, our sovereign Yahweh. And Lord, we thank you for all this by the Spirit of Truth, our companion, our comforter, our helper, our revelator. Thank you, Lord, for all things. And all of God's put together in agreement said, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'd like you to sing this song before this one, the one that you did before this one. When I was here this morning early, that song was ringing in my spirit. I said, Lord, I wonder if that's the song they're going to be singing today. Because God, you're not a man. If we only knew what God has been keeping you and I from. You will sing this song out of the depths of your spirit. Because it's a God who opens doors that no man can shut. And believe me, the enemy will like to shut all kinds of doors. But we serve his sovereign. Hallelujah. You're not a man, Lord.
You're not a man.
The God.
You're the God who opens doors that no man can shut. It is our time. It's our season. It's our moment. We are in your now, O God.
You're the God of everything. No one like you.
No one like you. No one like you. No one like you. Jesus, no one like you.
No one like you, our King.
Thank you, Lord. You reign supreme. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Awesome. Amen.
Glory to God. Father, we lift all our children and our teachers. Again, minister grace to every one of them. From 120 plus to zero, to seed form, to womb, those in the womb, those moving around school age, college age, career age, every one of them. Retirement age, refirement age, everyone. Whatever stage of life they find themselves, the Lord reigns. You reign over all our families, biological children, spiritual children, partners all over the world, and extended families. The Lord reign over every one of us. The goodness of God is our portion. Health and wealth is our portion. Strength is our portion. Joy is our portion. Love is our portion. Lord, we bless your holy name. Thank you for all our families. From strength to strength, from glory to glory, shall they move no feeble among us. Those that are sick, we declare them healed, restored, and made whole. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, your hand is not short. You can touch them wherever they are right now. Rise up from your sick bed and begin to move around. Begin to do things you could not do. Your body begin to align with the word of God. We send the healing word of God to you now. Be healed. Be restored. Be made whole. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, God bless you, children. You can go quietly to your classrooms. Pay attention to your teachers. Let us continue with our time of prayer. Father, we welcome your Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, know your spirit, which is your holy word. For the words you speak, they are spirit and life. We receive you into our heart, into our homes, into our lives, into our church, into our city, our nation, and our world. Spirit of the Lord covers the whole earth, covers the waters, covers our lives. We give you praise, for victory is ours. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. All right, you've been standing worshiping, so let's sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus and read the word of the Lord together. Praise the Lord. You know, as we sang those wonderful songs, the lyrics were so powerful, you know. There's no one like him. I hope you know what you were singing. So praise the Lord. He is a good God. Someone say, God is good. Say, God is good to me. I don't know about you, but he's good to me. So it's time for you to say he's good to me. He's so good to me and my household. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to read from Job 38. You know, I preached a part of this chapter to the people in India. So I just figured, let me read some of it so you can also enjoy some of it. Amen? All right, Job 38. So next time you worship God, you will know who you are worshiping and who you're talking to. When you're praying to God, you know whom you're praying to. This is our God. Speaking to Job. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Get up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me. Next time you're complaining, God say, get up and talk to you. Hallelujah. So it's not time to lie down and die. It's time to rise up and shine. Hallelujah. For the glory of God is upon our lives. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Is this still doing it? Okay, I'll hold it like this. Praise God. Well, who knows what's going to happen next? My hand might move. But it is well. It's a new mic, so we've got to learn to navigate with it. Praise the Lord. All right, verse 4. Where was thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Read with me, even though when you are seated, and declare if thou hast understanding. Verse 5 of Job 38. Who had laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest, or who had stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened, or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. This is a question. So next time you're having issues and you think God has forgotten you, God is saying, I'm here. Praise the Lord. You think God is not answering and is wasting your time and delaying you, God is saying, I'm here. And he's saying, where were you? I'm still that God who was doing things before you were even imagined to be born, to be created. Verse 8. So when we sang, "No one like him, Master," this is the person we are talking about. Before the stars, the morning stars, stars singing, the sons of God, which were the angels, rejoicing because man is going to be created. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 8. Or who shut up the sea with doors when it break forth, as if it had issued out of the womb? Wow. Praise the Lord. The sea has doors. They're shut up and it is birth. It comes out of the womb. Whose womb? The womb of God. Everything God made came out of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The seas have doors. So he can shut those doors and he can open them. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. If you've never gone on a cruise, you've never been on the ocean, you're still thinking about lakes and rivers. Now, there are people who have never seen lakes and people who have never seen rivers in this world. But if you've been on the sea and you see there is no end on both sides, you look north, south, east, west, all you see is wet water, where the heavens and the earth, they begin to blend in your eyes as if they are one. You know, and God said, "I have doors for them." Hallelujah. They can stay in their container when I tell them to stay. Somebody shout hallelujah. Our earth, our world, we have 70% of water. They can overwhelm us anytime. But God put the doors there. You stay put. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout a better hallelujah. So your problem is nothing. It's solvable speedily by this God. Hallelujah. Don't let anybody tell you he's not in control. He's in control. Somebody shout hallelujah. He's still in charge of what he has made. Verse 9, when I made the cloud, the garment thereof, and thick darkness, a swaddling band for it. Somebody shout hallelujah. Those of us who've given birth to baby, you know you wrap the baby in it when they birth, a little wrapping cloth. And God said, "I just wrap the clouds like that." Hallelujah. Somebody say, "Big, big God." What kind of darkness have happened to you and your family? God said, "I'll just wrap it up." Somebody shout hallelujah. You didn't come to see an ordinary God today. Your God is great. Somebody say, "My God is great." This is the one that has called you his child. You belong to him. You are his property. There's no sickness that cannot be wrapped up. Hallelujah. When you leave the service this morning, just look up. You see the cloud. God said, "I just wrapped them up in a little blanket." Ooh. Ooh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Never be afraid of the devil. He was singing. He was among the sons of God who were rejoicing until he rebelled. That's just a created being. Somebody shout hallelujah. Verse 10, and break up for it my decreed place and set bars and doors. Those clouds have their place. They are doors and bars for them. They don't go beyond. When it has to be daylight, there must be daylight. They move. If you don't believe this, every evening, just look, you see the clouds. Especially when you're flying, you can just see them. When you go above one certain level, you know, you look, you just see everything just moving speedily, gathering themselves where they belong. So if you are flying, those of you are afraid to fly, because sometimes when you're flying, there's a bump, you know. Those are cloud bombs. Never be afraid of that. But because now you know this, what do you say? Stay in your place. God said they have a decreed place. I'm on this highway now, so stay in your place. Somebody shout hallelujah. So any flight you take is a safe flight. Somebody shout hallelujah. I break them up for my decreed place and set bars and doors. And said, hitherto shall thou come, but no further. And here shall the proud waves be stayed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I don't know if I can read all of it, but we'll see. Hallelujah. I'm going to try to read it up so the apostle can come preach, but this is just to stir you up so you can know who you're talking to. Because sometimes we just sing and just enjoy. Enjoy the music, but think about what you're talking about so that it will enter your spirit man and strengthen from inside out. Say amen. Verse 12, Job 38. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days and caused the day spring to know his place? Who tells the morning? Morning doesn't just show up. You just say, it's going to be morning. So it's been timed and programmed by the living God. Somebody shout hallelujah. You go to sleep, you wake up, you say it's morning. It doesn't just happen. Somebody's taking care of it for me and you. God is not dead. He's still working. He's still taking care of us. The decreed word of the Lord is still working on all of it. All creation must respond to the decreed word. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. You shall decree a thing, so it shall be. That's what the word of the Lord said in Job 22. You decree, God decrees it, you decree it, so it is. Verse 13, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! When it is morning, every day the wicked is shaken out of it. They don't have to be part of your system. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. And it's turn. I'm already too excited, but I got to read fast. Praise the Lord. It is turned as clay to the seal, and they stand as a garment. The wicked are turned back to clay right away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So just that you woke up today, the wicked are shaking off from your circle. And from the wicked, their light is withholding, and the high arm shall be broken. So any kind of hand they have, broken to pieces. Somebody say, broken to pieces. Well, God said, I've decreed the thing. So it is. So when you begin to say this, it is working. Say amen. So you can sleep in peace. The wicked can be moving to and fro. They are restless and you are in peace. Their hands are broken and yours is whole. Hallelujah. The Bible says they have high arms. So the wicked have telescopic hand for destruction. But your hand is stronger than their hands. Say amen. Verse 16. Has thou entered into the springs of the sea? Or has thou walked in the search of the depth? So we know there are springs inside the sea and underneath the sea. Have the gates of death been opened unto thee? Or has thou seen the doors of the shadow of death? So death have gates. Shadow of death have doors. That's why Jesus told the disciples, the gates of hell shall not what? Prevail against the church. They've been decreed to stay shut when you show up. You can tell death shut up. Hallelujah. The doors of the shadow of death, you can tell it shut up. You don't have to die if you don't want to die. The choice is yours. God says, I've decreed it. You're reading it in the word. It is not a story. It is the reality of the spirit world, the spirit of God. Say amen. If you are tired and you want to go to heaven, you can go. You can die and go. We'll bury you, eat sandwiches, have some teas and coffees, and the story continues. That's what they do here. I've gone to so many funerals. You see them. Before they lay the person to rest, they're already rushing for coffee. Coffee and tea and finger sandwiches. And people sit there, they are telling stories, laughing, and the dead is left outside in the car. And after they are buried, it doesn't take much. Few months, little later, 1 year, two, they are forgotten. Fade away like the flower. But while you have life, there is adventure. You must tell somebody about Jesus. This is your opportunity to get souls saved. Some of us, if we look behind, there's nobody following us to heaven. Because we're about me, myself, and I. May you have something to show God. There's going to be rewards given. We're all going to know who is who when we are there. A crown of life. Many crowns we will wear. So your fruit will show on your head, on what you are wearing. And for some people, they are just going to be heaven citizen, which is still great. You have everything, but you are not in the ruling class. We shall rule and reign with him. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. So next time somebody is dying or you are dying or anything, you can say, death, shut up. Gates, you are closed. Angel of death cannot come and take you, except you want to. David said in Psalm 23, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Why? Because there's a door to shut them from you. Somebody shout hallelujah. All right, I'll read a little bit more. There are 41 verses, so you're going to have to finish them. I'll read to some place and I'll stop. Hast thou perceived the breadth of the earth? Declare if thou knowest it all. Where is the way where light dwelleth? And as for darkness, where is the place thereof? Do you know these things, they have home? Light have its home. Darkness have its home. They have place where they stay. So when God decrees it, they come out and they do their job. Hallelujah. But do you know their house? Do you know their residence? No, you don't have to know them. Let them just do their job. That thou should take it to the bound thereof, and that thou should know the paths to the house thereof. I just said they have a house. Somebody say, how can they have a house? Well, the scripture answers itself. Praise the Lord. Knowest thou it because thou was then born, or because the number of thy days is great? So if you live 175 years, 10,000 years, 1 billion years, 1 zillion, 1 trillion, yeah, zillion is the last alphabet. Because there are more things, more than Z. It's just that man just said A to Z. That one is a Sila moment. You've been taught 1, 2, 3, and you've been taught A, B, C, D to Z. But that's man that taught you that. But God's alphabet is beyond Z. Alpha, Omega, there is no end. Hallelujah. There are things, that's why I say there are things that we have not seen or heard. There are things not written or known, but they shall be known. One day we will know. Hallelujah. Has that entered into the treasures of the snow, or has that seen the treasures of the hail? We who live in Canada, we know this. You have seen snow, you have seen hail. They come from a treasure house. And every single snowflake is different from the other. You couldn't even count it. The ones that are only in your own yard during the winter, you cannot count it. No human on earth can even count that. And much more. The ones in the mountains, the ones all over the world, is not countable by human. But God said, I still have treasures. Hallelujah. How much more, how much he treasures you. He calls you the apple of his eyes, carved in the palm of his hand, loved us and gave himself for us, died for us, buried for us, was risen for us, and we sit with him in heavenly places. You are worth more than the lilies. You are worth more than the birds. You are worth more than anything made. Hallelujah. Like Apostle taught us, we are worth the price of God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah to the living God. My God. I'll read up to maybe 20. Let me read up to just maybe 30, so I'll be done. Where did I stop? 23. Which I have reserved against the time of trouble, against the day of battle and war. So snow was not meant to be our problem. It is a battle instrument and war instrument. So we can begin to deal with snow, not to begin to... So if you go out, you don't have to have an accident during the winter when you're driving. Praise the Lord. You got to believe this word and apply it. It's not to harm you. It's against the enemy, not against you. 24, by what way is the light parted, which scattereth the east wind upon the earth? Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when we're in grade one, they used to say, who has seen the wind? There's a poem like that. I'm not sure if they say it here, you know. Who has seen the wind? Neither you nor I. But somebody has made the wind. God said that there's a way. Light is involved. And then they begin to scatter and do their job. So tornado, you have power over it. When they begin to act, you can begin to speak to them. Move to your place. Not my property. Not my land. I don't know whether you believe these things. After a while, I'm going to stop reading scriptures for you, so you need to go find them out for yourself. Praise the Lord. Say amen. I do this all the time so you can fall in love with God and have the word. It's the word that is Jesus. He's the living word. Who had divided a water course for the overflowing of waters, or a way for the lightning of thunder? Hallelujah. So those of you who are scared of lightning and thunder, you don't have to. There is a way. For them, they all have their things that they are doing. They are not there to hurt you. They hurt the wicked, not you. Somebody shout hallelujah. To cause it to rain on the earth where no man is, on the wilderness where there is no man, to satisfy the desolate and waste ground, and to cause the bird of the tender herb to spring forth. So even God cares for the wilderness, cares for desolate place. How much more you? Had the rain a father, or had begotten drops of dew? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Out of whose womb came the ice and the hoary frost of heaven who had gendered it. The waters are hid. I'm going to stop here in verse 30. The waters are hid as with a stone, and the face of the deep is frozen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is saying, I do all of this. I have decreed and I've spoken to them, and they are doing what I tell them to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just imagine all the waters that you can picture. The frozen one, the ocean one, the lakes, the water and everything. Every single drop, God say, a stone. I just put a stone to cover it. Not even a boulder. The waters are hid as with a stone. That's the one you have seen. There are the ones that you have not even seen. Like the flood of Noah. And when God has done what he needs to do, cleanse everything, they went back and the stone is put back. Somebody shout hallelujah. Just what you need for the earth was left. But there's still a reservoir. There is a treasure place. How much treasure does he have for us? Hallelujah. You serve a living God. You serve a genius God. Genius is not even the word to describe him. He is beyond description. Hallelujah. This is a God that you're going to hear about, that is preached to you all the time, and the God who lives inside of you. Father, we thank you for your holy word. We surrender our mind, our spirit, our soul to you. Your word is very real and rich. Your word is activated within our spirit. When we pray to Almighty God. When we sing to Almighty God. When we worship this Almighty God. When we ask this Almighty God. The answer comes from you. There are solutions beyond what we need. You are the God who is more than enough, and you are the God who cares for us. We bless your holy name. Be in the service with everyone today and their families. Whatever they are going through, you are the answer. We give you praise. Bless the word of the Lord. As the carrier of the word, the giver of the word, the receiver of the word, bless our nations and bless the nation of Israel. Peace to Jerusalem, peace within her walls and her palaces. Remember your everlasting covenant you cut with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Let it be made manifest to the nation of Israel and to all nations, Canada, Nigeria, United States of America, Germany, and all the first nations of the world, and the islands of the sea, and our families and our businesses, ministry, and every one of us, in Jesus' mighty name. Bless our seed sown into your kingdom, in Jesus' name. Amen. Apostle, praise the Lord. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. God is good? Yes, he is. It's always a joy to share the word of God with the saints. I came in this morning. I was yet to hear from a father about the word for us. And I said, Lord, you know, I've made a commitment. If I don't hear from you, I don't get to preach, because I'm not going to stand before God's people and start mounting off some nonsense. If it's the word of God, if that's not what you're saying, I don't want to be saying that. So I'm going to start for them today, and I'm going to tell them I don't have a message for you. And I meant it. But the Lord had been, it was not that he had not been saying something. Is that it was just that, not that it wasn't something that I wanted to talk about, but something I've talked about already. And I wasn't certain that that's exactly what he was wanting me to talk about. So as I spent time further, it kept on in there. And recently, I said something to us, and I believe it is God's timing for us as his people. We had a leadership meeting, I think it was, not too long ago. And I read to the people a passage of scripture found in the book of Joshua, the 18th chapter. I'll take it from verse 1, even though verse 3 is a verse that I want to address myself to. It says, "And the whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled together at Shiloh." Shiloh was a very important place prior to Jerusalem being the central point of focus of the people of God in their worship. Shiloh was the place. Shiloh was basically, the word Shiloh means a place of rest. A place of rest. This was where Eli ministered from. This was the place where Hannah came to and cried out to God out of the desperation of her barrenness and the abuse that she's been experiencing from her mate, Peninnah. Peninnah was, I believe, the second wife. Here is Hannah. She's the beautiful, loved wife of Elkanah. A beautiful name. And she's barren. She can have a child. The Bible says God shut her womb. It was not the work of the devil. God, the Bible says, God shut her womb, shut it up. There are times when things happen in our lives that's not the doings of the devil. It is in the orchestrated, pointed, administrative, executive actions of God. I may not like it, but God has a plan, an ultimate plan. Amen? And we can say, God, I don't know what you're doing, but I know that you're a good God. Hallelujah. God, you're a good God. I don't understand what's happening in my life, but I know that you're a good God. It was to Shiloh that she came and cried out to God and made a deal with God. She says, God, I see that you need a prophet because the sons of Eli are crazy. They're acting crazy. Those guys, they're not going to do anything right. We can see the manifestation of their lives right now. When Eli is gone, this whole deal is shot. So God, if you want a prophet, give me a baby and I'll give you a prophet. I like that deal. God says, I take that. I'll take it. So you get the baby, I get a prophet. That's a good deal. Hallelujah. So it is to this Shiloh that these people are gathered. It's a place of rest. The Bible says God remembered Hannah and gave her a child. He says, they assembled together at Shiloh and set up the tabernacle of the congregation there. It's good. And the land was subdued before them. I want you to notice those words. And the land was subdued before them. The land was subdued. And there remained among the children of Israel seven tribes which had not yet received their inheritance. They had not yet received their inheritance, but the land was subdued. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, how long are ye slack? How long are ye slack? How long are ye slack to go possess the land? Yes, it is true that there are times when God is doing certain things and slowing down things and so on and so forth. But what happens when God says, it's yours, and you do nothing about it? And so many times we are in that place where the promises of God are not made manifest in our lives, not because it is not God's will, but because we have not willed to possess our possession. Joshua says to them, how long are ye slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers hath given you? He has given it to you, and the land is subdued. Yes, you have built a tabernacle. You've built a safe place, and it is for me. Yes, 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 yes. But that's not what I want you to be doing now. I want you to go possess what I have given to you. It's a shift. God is saying, the time for you to rest in Shiloh and just build a tabernacle, that was then. You know, it's like the preacher says in the book of Ecclesiastes, he says, there is a time for peace and there is time for war. There's a time for this and there's a time for that. And I believe the time has changed. And God is saying, go! Go take what is yours now. This is not the time for sitting down. This is the time to take a hold of what Father has already given to you. The land is yours. Many times we just want to create a safe haven and live in a world of tolerance and mediocrity, a satisfaction that is not generated by the Spirit of God, but a satisfaction that causes us to live in the realm of slumber, become people that are in a sleepy state. And God says, awake, you that sleep. And I believe that's the word of God to us today. God is speaking to us as glory and church. And he's saying, that was then, this is now. Hallelujah. I trust that you hear in the word of the Lord. When the fruit is ripe for the picking, that's when you pick it. If you wait longer than that time, you go from ripeness to rottenness. You can have that fruit fall off that tree because it's so ripe. The slightest wind causes it to drop. And it rots and it dies. And the only good it will be after that is that the seed becomes another plant. And now you go through a new process that was unnecessary because the fruit did not fulfill its mandate. But that mandate is for your satisfaction. But your satisfaction is brought about by your active engagement of taking that fruit and therefore eating it. If you take the fruit and you take it to your house and you put it on a plate, a nice plate, but do not eat it, it will go through the same process. So the idea is this. In possessing our possessions, it is to say to God, God, help me to go all the way. Not part of the way, all the way. Yes, I started the race, but I got to finish it. It is not enough to qualify to be in the Olympics and start at the starting point and just run a few yards and say, well, I got to the Olympics. Give me my medal. No, nobody's giving you any medal. You got to finish that race. I don't care whose child you are. If you don't finish the race, you don't get the medal. It's just the way it is. It's not enough for you and I to say, I'm a Christian. What are you a Christian for? We're a church, but what kind of a church are we? We believe the word of God. So what is the proof of it? I want to be a mega church. So now that you're a mega church, what influence are you pushing? You mega what? These are the realities that we need to consider as God's people. That if God gives us giftings and abilities, attached to that are responsibilities. My son-in-law was telling me something yesterday. I won't mention what industry or any of that. But this particular industry went to the federal government. This is based on somebody who knows in that particular company, top the head honchos in that particular industry. And they said to our government, on such and such a date, we are going to open up our businesses, whether there is COVID or no COVID, we are opening up at that date. So you do whatever you need to do to make sure it's open, because on this date, we are opening up. And when I heard that, I said, oh my God, look at this. Where's the church? Some corporation can go and tell the government what they're going to do. Meanwhile, we sit down and we allow governments or corporations or whoever to ransack our places of worship. And we just say, well, I guess it's the law. And I suppose the law is the law. And God has not called us to be disobedient, civil disobedience. But God has also called us to divine obedience. Won't you agree? That there is something called divine obedience. And that the government of God trumps over the governments of this world. Even the world knows that. That's why in France they're trying to force people to sign that God's law is subject to the laws of the government. Sign. And I'm sure there are some crazy spiritualists, churches, that will go sign that kind of a document. Not in this land. We want people to be saved, but there is a place. You see, the church, we the people of God, are losing the position of authority that God has assigned to us. We're supposed to be the people telling people not to be afraid. Are we not? They should come to us and be emboldened not to live in fear. But we are the first ones to shut down everything out of the atmosphere of fear. Why should anybody have any reason to believe anything that we've got to say? You want to go to heaven, but you're so afraid not to die. The reality is this. There is a world out there that needs a Savior. And it is my responsibility and your responsibility to make sure that they hear the gospel. They hear the word of God. It is our responsibility. It is not the responsibility of the systems of this world to regulate when and how we preach the gospel. It is our responsibility as men and women of God to stand for something so that the world knows we stand for something, that we are light and not darkness. God help us. Yes, the Bible says here, it says in verse 1 again, and the whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled together. They assembled together at Shiloh. And there is going to be the assembling together, and we thank God for the opportunity to be able to sit together and to fellowship together and to hear the word of God today. I thank God for that. And as the word of God says that we should not neglect the assembling together of the saints, especially as the latter days are here before us. We should not. Praise the Lord. But it says, they assembled together at Shiloh and set up the tabernacle. They set it up there in Shiloh. And the land was subdued before them. Thank God. That the word of God is saying that because they congregated together, they built a tabernacle for the Lord, that the land was subdued before them. They were to possess the land of the Hivites and the Perizzites and all the Ites. And they were there, but nothing was happening. And Joshua was there, and he wasn't doing anything either. But at the moment of his awakening, he says to them, how long are you going to slack? God has not called us to be slackers. And guess what the world wants us to do now? The world wants us to be slackers. And there are so many who want to celebrate that slackness. Those that don't want to work are celebrating the fact that we don't have to go to work and we can get some money. God forbid. The word of God says, if you don't work, don't eat. God intends for us to cooperate with Him, work with Him. Hallelujah. 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 We've got a responsibility. And being slack and without vision, just being satisfied with whatever handouts we have right now, is not God's will for us. That's not God's will. Hallelujah. That's why when the shutdown happened, we intensified. Because we're not. I remember last March somebody called me. and said, are you going to have church? I said, yeah, why not? He said, if you have church, there are people that are going to report you to the government. They're going to be telling on people. I said, yeah, so we're going to have church. And we did not shut down one day. Hallelujah. We've continued to receive the word of God, to teach the word of God, and not only in our particular sphere of influence here, but globally. And as we stepped, because God said there was going to be shut doors, but he also said there were going to be open doors. When the Lord started saying shut doors and open doors, I wondered, which one is it? I didn't know the details of it, but sure enough, shut doors came. But so did open doors. Mama and I've reached more people during this last year than we've reached for decades. And I used to be the one traveling. Every 2 weeks, I was gone. Out in a month, I was gone. Do you guys remember that? It was hardly home. But I can tell you, without any restraint, that I believe we've reached more people during this so-called shutdown because of the open doors. Hallelujah. The word of God is still the same. But we cannot be satisfied with this. Because nothing is as impactful as a physical connection with people. Zoom is not going to zoom everything off. If you didn't know it, Zoom is not always going to be here for you. Zoom is not even an American company. Zoom is from China. So we are using Chinese who don't believe in God to preach the gospel. Talking about shut doors and open doors at the same time. Come on. Hallelujah. We cannot depend on the world system. In a system where you can be shut out at any time, canceled at any time, we've got to override the systems of the world with the wisdom and the insight and understanding of the Most High God, who's going to flow in and through us to impact the world. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It is time for us to possess our possessions. The Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 4, it makes certain clear statements about being slack and how it leads to poverty. We cannot afford to live with slack. Proverbs 10 and 4. You reversed it on me. The Bible says, he becometh poor. He becometh what? Poor. So if he became poor, it was because he was not poor. He was rich. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. That dealeth with a slack hand. That means allows anything to go. That's not important. No, you got to know where your parameters are. As the church of the Lord, we need to know where the line is. There's a line where you say, Like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego said, we are not careful to answer you concerning this matter. We're not going to serve your gods. If God saves us, great. If he doesn't, we're still not going to bow down to your gods. We've got to know where the line is. Are you listening? May I put it this way? You need to know where the line is for you. I cannot tell you what to do. But you've got to make your own personal decision based on what you are convinced of what you are going to accept or not accept. Hello? I cannot come here today and say to the saints, well, you know, I'm not a doctor. I don't know anything about viral loads and stuff like that. I'm not a pharmacist. So don't come ask me whether I should take a Pfizer or Astra or whatever. Or Johnson & Johnson vaccine. That's your business. You find out what you want to do. I know what I'm going to do, based on following the leading and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I know what kind of decisions I should make for myself. You make your own personal decision on what you're going to make or do for yourself. But if you are wishy-washy and don't make a decision, clear decision based on what you are convinced of, the Bible says, he becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. If you don't know what, if the price of what you are selling is $20, and you know that's the bottom line, when you look at the profit and everything, $20 is the least you can sell it for, and you're selling it at $5, you are the one that is becoming poor. Because you do not know what your cost is. You've got to calculate, what's my cost? This is how much I used to produce this item, but this item that I produce, I'm going to have it sold in this building, and in this building I'm going to be paying for the light and for the this and for the that and for the that, and I'm going to be paying for wages, and then I'm going to have, you know, payroll deductions and whatever. You calculate everything and you figure out where your line is. Or you're not going to be in business too long. Decide whether you're for profit business or not for profit business. So you make your decision. Hello? But so many of us are living our lives without knowing what we believe. What do you believe? Who is Jesus to you? Well, pastor said, excuse me? Pastor said, did you take your time to check out the Word of God to find out who Jesus really is? What if pastor is not there with you? Well, pastor is going to pray for me. Well, pastor is busy praying for himself. What are you going to do now? You've got to have a personal relationship with God. God has given to every one of us access. And we need to utilize that access boldly. Praise the Lord. You have a relationship with God. God has called you to that place. And you need to walk in that grace to live a life that is fulfilling. Because if you don't pursue after God and know where your levels are, then you can be tossed to and fro any which way. One day you're hot, another day you're cold, another day you're lukewarm. God wants you to know what your true north is. This is what I believe, and this is why I believe. If you've taken time to sit down and just consider, why do I believe what I believe? What research have I made to determine what I believe? Don't be lazy in your walk of faith. Amen? Don't be lazy in your walk of faith. As a church of Jesus Christ, we must not be lazy. Being slothful only brings pain at the end. Got to know what we believe, why we believe what we believe. Don't depend on everybody else. Have your own personal relationship. I've mentioned it over and over and over and over again, that one of the key giftings or graces that we need in our lives today is the grace of discernment. If you don't know it. Because you cannot depend on your news, your media, to determine what is true anymore. Because they know how to edit. And it can make you say what you didn't say. And broadcast it. They know what to hide from you and what to show to you. And if you don't have discernment, you'll be living and be led into destruction, because lots of information have been hidden from you that you don't know about. And as soon as somebody tries to tell you what the truth is, that person is going to be canceled. You don't want to hear that. That's not the truth. Our truth is the truth. A slack mind will be so deceived. Yeah, I look at what the news is, but I want to know, what does the Word of God say? That's my determination. What did the Word of God say? Because right this, in the day that we live, the world is busy saying one thing, you are seeing another thing, and they are telling you that what you are seeing is not what you are seeing. Well, I saw it. No, you didn't see that. What do you mean I didn't see that? Well, you didn't see it. Okay, I guess I didn't see it. You lazy. You lazy in your mind. The Bereans didn't just swallow hook, line, and sinker, whatever it is that they heard. They searched out the Word of God and made that Word personal, theirs. Every one of us need to do that now. If you're going to possess your possessions, you got to move past the place of mediocrity and tolerating everything. I guess that's the way it is. No. The way it is the way God says it is. And God said, the land is subdued before you. So you don't sit down and say, well, there's a lion in the street. There's a bear running out there in the street. He says, that's how poverty is going to capture you. Because, the weather. We read today, We have authority over weather also. I remember many years ago, we were still on Maryland. This city was flooding. And the Lord gave us the word from Job about the waves going so far and no more. And we went right the flood, whatever. The water was leaking the bottom of the bridge. How high that bridge is, water was leaking the bottom of the bridge. Stood there and said, back off now. Psh. Hallelujah. And the water said, backing up. Dropped. Or else Winnipeg would have been overtaken. Until we stood and said, no. Based on the word of God. And that's why it is so important that you and I know what the word of God is. What did God say? Because I tell you what, any other prayer that you pray when you have not found the word of God established inside of you is wishful thinking. You're just mouthing off. But when you've got the word of God, it is written. That's the sword of the Spirit. God said. And you go contrary to everything that the world is saying. And I'm saying to you today, God is saying to us, He has subdued the land. It is time for us to rise up and possess our possessions in the mighty name of Yeshua. Glory be to God. Powers are going to drop. Strongholds are going to collapse. And we have time to take back what has been stolen from the body of Christ. All these months and all these years that the enemy has kept us back, we are coming back stronger than we were before the day started. There must be a birthing. Kato shindere matakaha. It is not for negotiation. We're not negotiating this. We are breaking out. The enemy harasses. And many times when something is happening, I'm forewarned. This is going on, that's going on, this is going on. And I know enough to recognize that because God is showing me something that this is happening or this is on the move, that I don't need to agree with it because what He's really doing is showing it to me so I can do something about it. And I do know. I'm not ignorant to the fact that the enemy has been targeting me, this household, and has been wanting to strike. That has concerned me. But what has caught my attention is that the enemy doesn't try to attack you if nothing is happening. If there's been a time that the enemy really is really very, 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 very afraid. I know he is very, 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 very verified, afraid. Hallelujah. That's why I'm declaring today by the authority of the Word of God that the God who hides you in public, when you are most visible, makes you very visible, and that's how he hides you. That God makes us extremely visible, but at the same time puts us in a stealth mode so that the enemy that wants to see us hurt cannot locate us, cannot see us. But just like the wind accomplishing its purpose, that we will accomplish God's divine purpose for our lives supernaturally without hurt. If you agree with me, stand up and shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. You may be seated. I have so much for somebody who didn't have something to say to you earlier today. I have more than enough to last me for another month. Let me read something to you from the book of Zephaniah. The book of Zephaniah, chapter 3. And I speak this as a prophetic statement over us. And I'm going to continue tonight. I'm still in the introduction of the message. Zephaniah chapter 3. I'm going to take it from verse 15. Zephaniah, book of Zephaniah, chapter 3. Beginning to read from verse 15. The Lord had taken away thy judgments. He had cast out thine enemy. Hallelujah. Listen, I believe that what God is going to do with us in this last of the last days is not based on the fact that we are so amazing, but because of grace. Amen. The Lord had taken away thy judgments. The judgments that the enemy wants to put against us, one way or the other. Because the reality is this. I know this to be true. If, no matter how good you are, if somebody wants to find something evil about you, they will find something evil. Hello? The Lord was without sin, but they found something evil about him. They said, he's claiming to be God. He is claiming that he's going to tear down the temple and build it up in 3 days. Just by twisting whatever it is that you said, fault can be found on anybody. Even on God, we can find fault with God. God who is perfect, we can find God fault with God. We can say things like, God, if you knew that the devil was going to cause us to sin, how come you made the devil? It's a good question. But, you know, guess what? God says, you want to blame me for your problems? Okay, I take on your sin. It's my fault. It's my fault. Now that I've taken the blame off of you, now that I've given you a new life and empowered you to have the ability, and I've proven to you that it can be done, and that the decision to live in sin was your decision, and I've proven to you that it can be done, and I've defeated the enemy with the same grace that I put on you in the first place. Now, what's your excuse going to be? The devil made me do it? No, he's defeated. And you have been made more than a conqueror. You are an overcomer. So, if you want to find blame, you can find blame with whoever it is you want to find blame with. But God says, the Lord had taken away thy judgments. He had cast out thine enemy. The King of Israel, even the Lord, is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not see evil any more. Oh my God. That was God's intent from the very first day. Don't eat of that tree of good and evil. I want you to only see good. Hallelujah. Not evil. So, you mean see good in spite of all the evil that we see in the world? And the ship says, yes, in spite of all the water, I'll be on top. Hallelujah. So it doesn't matter what the world is doing. We determine what is going to happen. And we've decided, I don't know, it's Marilyn Hickey, a dear woman of God that said, he says, I don't have any enemies, I only have friends. He said, people ask me, what do you mean you only have friends? He says, I say, you're my friend? You're my friend. That's my decision. I said, that's a good, smart woman. Hallelujah. Well, we're making that decision that all we are going to see is good. And God is saying, that's all you're going to see. Thou shalt not see evil anymore. Why? I have taken away thy judgment. Watch this. Because that statement, I've taken away thy judgment, has a twofold aspect. Judgments that have been made against you, but judgment, God, when God says, I've taken away thy judgment, he's saying, I've taken away from you the ability to determine what is evil. I've given you the ability to see that it's only good. Amen. Glory be to God. I like that. In that day, it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear thou not. And to Zion, let not thine hands be slack. Why are your hands not slack? Because you believe that whatever it is that you're going to do is going to prosper. I'm going to share the gospel and people are going to get saved. I'm going to pray for the sick and they're going to get healed. I'm going to decree the decrees of the Lord and there will be a manifestation. I do not see any chance or any room for the devil to operate where I am. I am light, and where light is, darkness cannot be. I take a stand. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God rejoicing over us with singing. It says, I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly, who are of thee, to whom the reproach of it was a burden. Watch this. Behold, at that time, I will undo all that afflict thee. I say, Lord, do it. Hallelujah. Undo everyone that's afflicting the church. Afflicting your people. Glory be to God. They need the fear of God to strike deep into their hearts. If they've not had nightmares before, they will have not only nightmares, daymares, and every mare. Hallelujah. Say, Pastor, that's not nice. Mind your business. Behold, at that time I will undo all that afflict thee, and I will save her that halted. Anyone that is halting, anyone that is lame, anyone that is crippled, he says, God says, I am going to save them and gather her that was driven out. Glory be to God. And I will get them praise. And I will get them praise. And I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. God is saying, I'm going to reverse the shame. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm going to reverse it. That was which was evil against you, I'm going to reverse it. Only good is going to come out of your life. If you believe it and receive it, shout hallelujah. We're not called to defeat. We're called to be the victorious arm of the Most High God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I better close this then, because as long as it's open, I'm going to keep on talking. Praise the Lord. Let me read the next verse. At that time will I bring you again, even in the time that I gather you, for I will make you a name. I will make you a name and a praise among all people of the earth. In other words, God is saying, listen, I'm going to bring you to the fulfillment of your destiny. I believe God is bringing us to that place right now. While I was having that leadership meeting with the saints, my phone lit up. I was getting a message. And I just peeped at it. It was a message to proclaim the gospel that's going to cover a good segment of the world. Hallelujah. I think the devil is running very scared. He's really, because the places that we have not reached, we are reaching it. He was so scared, he wanted me not to go into the nation of Pakistan. And God flipped it around and made sure that we've won so many souls in Pakistan. We're having mass crusades inside the country, behind the wall, behind the curtain. You can't stop God. It's not possible. Hallelujah. It is not possible. We cannot be stopped. We are a mighty force. Not because we are so great, so amazing, but because we have an awesome God. Amen. And God says, you have not had a name. I'm going to give you a name. You know what that means? That is God saying, you didn't have any status, but I'm going to give you a platform. You're going to be heard. Amen. Glory be to God. They didn't want to hear you. They're going to hear you. Hallelujah. They try to block you here. You show up over there. They try to block that. You show up over there. How many hands do you have to stop God? Not possible. I'll make you a name and a praise. While they hear your name, say, oh, praise God. Because when they recognize where you came from, they say, only God. There is a God. There's a Nigerian president, president wife that used to say, there is God, though. That's exactly. People are going to say, there is a God. I will make you a name and a praise among all people of the earth. When I turn back, watch this. When I turn back your captivity before your eyes. Glory be to God. Someone say, let it be unto me according to thy word, O Lord. When I turn back your captivity before your eyes, said the Lord. He said, all you've seen is, oh, well, I'm locked in here. I'm shut out there. He says, but I'm going to turn it around right before your eyes, and you're going to be wondering, how did this happen? Nero wanted to shut down the people of God. More people got saved. while Christians were being thrown before lions and whatever, people in the bleachers were getting saved. More people were becoming Christians. Communist China tried to shut down the church, lock it up. You cannot this and you cannot that. And the church blasted out underground. They're all over the place. There are more Christians in China. Yeah, and we zoom in. What God wants to do with your life, with my life, with us as a people, is not stoppable. Amen? There are people that are going to be coming out from the streets, coming into the house of God, getting saved, delivered, set free. There are those that have given their lives to the devil and have been practicing occultic practices that are going to be stricken by the power of God, and they're going to come and they're going to drop their charms and their whatever before God and say, this is all the books I've been using and this is my charms. Okay, I don't want this thing no more. Right here in Canada, you're going to see things. Hallelujah. There are politicians that are going to get saved. We might be looking at them and say, are we sure? But but they will really be saved. Hallelujah. God is going to penetrate every realm. The devil thinks he's having a run. He's about to hit a big, strong wall. Pow! That face is going to be smashed. Hallelujah. Because the powers of darkness are about to hit God. God is standing in the way. Come faster, faster, faster. Come, 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 come. Pow! That's the end of the story. And all of God's people said, yes and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You got dumps over there. Hallelujah. Rise with me. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive, he's alive forevermore. He is alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive. Alive forevermore. Oh, alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. Sing it, hallelujah, hallelujah. My
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Andarabosha. Candelo boshikala matahe. Andereboshikatalakoki. Oh, we give you praise, Lord. We give you praise. Father, we are thankful for your word. Let our lives forever be changed. Manifest your will in the earth as it is in heaven. Shut down the wicked systems of the enemy. Let all of their projections, all of their strategies begin to fall apart. As you did, O God, in 2 Chronicles 20:20, where the enemies of Judah fought against each other and destroyed themselves, so let it now be done. Let those of God, whether they be in corporations or in government or whatever system, Lord, O God, because it is not their time. This is not their season. This is not there now. Lord, let all of their strategies collapse.
Amen.
And may your name be exalted in your people. Thank you, Lord, that we have access to your throne and we have access to the whole world. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Father, let this day be the day of your power. The word says, O God, in the day of your power, your people, the people will be willing. Let the people be willing even now to receive your love. Lord, O God, as we share in communion together, we do it in light of the truth that you are the Savior of the whole earth. Save your people, Father. Give your people a name and cause them not to be ashamed. In Jesus' name we decree so.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This is the body of the Lord. Does everyone have the elements? If you need one, just raise your hand and you'll be served. Okay. Father, we take off this body and we eat. We do so in remembrance of you. And we say, let it be unto us according to your everlasting word, your unfailing word. Your true word. We eat in Yeshua's name. Amen. Take and eat.
Take up the cup of wine, covenant blessing. It's God's contract that you are his child.
Hallelujah.
That he is for you and your family. It's for your health. It's for your wealth. It's for your security. It's for your safety. When I see the blood, I'll pass over. So as you take it,
yes,
when
Lord.
The enemy sees you, it must pass over.
Hallelujah.
God has decreed it so. So take and drink.
Amen. Father, we are thankful that you've not given us the spirit of fear. Therefore, not one person, not one son or daughter of yours in this house, or those hearing my voice, or your body at large, will be threatened with fear.
Amen.
For we are filled to the overflow with your love.
Yes.
Your perfect love. And your perfect love is discomfiting and casting out all fear. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name.
Blessed be your holy name.
Blessed be your holy name, Father.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give a good clap of hands to the Lord. At this time, let us now honor God with our offerings, with our gifts of faith. If you've not released your seed as of yet, do so right now. Give God
an honorable offering, recognizing that He is the God who waters you, enlarges you, and causes your seed sown to be multiplied. May God increase you. Just come and honor God. Praise the Lord. I'd like you to please take note of this announcement. The next convention or conference that's going to be happening is going to be happening on the 21st through the 24th of, or 23rd of May, not the 14th to the 16th as was previously announced. We're moving it up to the next week. The next week is actually Pentecost Sunday, and we normally will have a service at that time also. So that's the new date. So mark it 21st to the 24th of May. All right? It's called the Spiritual Reset Conference. Amen? There's going to be a reset. I believe God has already started it. Amen? Praise God. Do we have any visitors this morning? First time? Oh, first time. Praise the Lord. Welcome here. Anybody else? Okay. Let me just come a little bit closer. What's the name, sir? Arthur? Oh, nice meeting you, Arthur. Bless you. It's good to have you. We're so glad to have you. May the Lord continue to... Yes. Yes, we are. Amen. Amen. Bless you. Ushers, do minister to him. Give him something for being here. And I look forward to seeing you tonight for a wonderful time together in His presence. The God we serve is a good God. Amen? Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless you, sir. Oh, thank you. Shalom. All right. Yes, yes.